are good BTS scenes.
Preppy, what was...
Welcome to Bad Thought Interesting.
Last time, I started over.
Preppy Pepples. Preppy...
Preppy people picked a peck of pickled spicy peppers. How many preppy people did a pepper picker?
No, but it's Preppy Pepper.
That's Not Interesting.
Preppy
pepper prickles peppered.
Are you done with that?
Prepper,
preppy
prep.
Well, that's not
prepping,
posing.
Preppy poser
peppers.
Pepper.
Put on my blue suede
poser
shoes
preppy
and fought in plain.
Pepper.
Touch
peppers
and
pepper. Poser.
In the middle of the party.
Preppy peppers. Prickled pear.
Preppers. Posing as picnic peppers.
Yeah, I got a first
prickly pear pepper.
Prickly pear pepper.
Prickly pear. Pickle.
Let him walk in Memphis.
Pickle.
Peppy. Peppy pepper. Pickles.
10 feet of a beer.
Poser,
prickled peppers.
Preppy, peppy preppers.
Picked up prickly pear, pickled posers.
Picnic.
Followed him up to the gates of Grace.
All right, you drive.
Now watch him walk right through.
Peppy,
now
prepper, picked
a
prickly pear. Pickle posers
picnic.
Faster.
Peppy preppers picked up prickly pear pickle posers.
What's that word?
I said penis.
Alright, we'll add that one in too. Peppy preppers picked a prickly pear pickle posers picnic penis.
Very good.
In Memphis.
Peppy preppers picked a prickly pear pickle posers picnic.
Peppy preppers picked a prickly pear.
They got
prickle posers
the table.
Penis.
They got gospel in the air. And Reverend Green, be glad to see you.
Your turn.
And having got a prayer while I'm walking in Memphis. Peppy preppers picked a prickly pear pickle posers picnic. What?
Oh.
Welcome
to episode 74.
This is episode 74 of That's Not Interesting.
Welcome to That's Not Interesting.
I'm Jeff.
I'm also...
Read your card. Read your lines.
I'm Alan.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Are you done with that? All right, so welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome back. This is the...
It's the Make Your Own Tongue Twister episode.
I like that.
Oh,
that's a really
great
idea. And I just wanted to say that we are on a hell of a streak. Last episode, as I'm sure our listeners will recall, we found out that we won at the 4th annual 5th Annie.
An honor.
Right?
An
amazing.
Truly.
And
truly.
Just got this handed to me by our producer.
Mm. Rip it up. We don't want to know. Rip it up.
Eat it quick.
We won the Most of
the
Year
evidence.
Award.
We won a monthly,
which means that we get to pick...
What month
it is? What month?
Right now.
What month wins month of the year this year?
Oh, wait, we're nominating month of the year.
I thought we got
the
pick
won
month
the ability.
So that has nothing to do with it being July.
It's definitely July.
I think July is the month of the year.
No.
You don't think so? August?
I like August.
No,
I don't.
Look at
August's
right. Chances.
Actually, is this last year?
No,
this is
all year. I'm a Libra, so I'm going to say October.
I'm a Libra, too.
October's not bad.
I like October.
I kind of like April, and I kind of like May.
Disqualified because
I like May because April is gross.
Let's go with May.
May is the best month.
No,
yeah.
May was bullshit this
May
year.
Wins month of the year. Award.
No,
it's
I think
May.
It's July.
It's clearly May.
I think
it's
I want to stick with October, honestly. I like that.
3-1.
Chance is better.
Anyway, we have to get
Do
our decision
be,
in by the end of this episode.
Does it have to
okay.
be unanimous?
Yeah, it has to be fucking unanimous.
Oh, I took my own.
They nominated us because of how unanimous we are in everything else. We're consistent, if nothing else. So,
you think July?
Okay, so
I love July, yeah. August is also would be runner-up.
So you
know, nobody
mentions
June.
I want it to be extremely hot.
June's
nobody
okay.
said anything about June, you said?
Nobody says anything about June.
No.
I prefer May.
I prefer June to July.
You guys.
Yeah, I'll take June over July.
No, this June is second
month.
Place.
Really, for me,
June
it's
is
like,
second place.
It's like November. I hate November through May.
Yeah, we're not even
April,
talking about those months.
And then July and August. Everything else is like more comfortable. Like, I don't mind
heats.
But...
That's the month wizard.
You know what that's
the month
Make
wizard.
The visit us.
Oh my god, it's the month wizard.
It's
the
bitch
No, don't hurt me. Don't touch me like that, month wizard.
Wait, do we
like the month wizard? Or is he cool?
Wait, that sounds
okay.
We have reached
just, you know,
peak.
Don't be alone with
him. Congratulations, everyone.
Reach peak, not interesting. Is that the tactic?
Did you didn't hear Jeff was awarded the ability to decide peak, not interesting?
Well, I mean.
And that's the bell?
That's the bell that comes with you. That's the award, actually.
That is the, yeah.
And I'm the only one that's allowed to ring it. So don't even think about it. What else you got?
What did Snoop Dogg mean about bitches in the
Ooh,
living room?
This is a
six
great
in the
question.
Morning. What time was it? Impressive?
So
impressive
the
clock.
Bitches in the living room at 6 in the morning.
No, he's saying they're going to stay there until 6 in the morning.
Wait,
oh, they're going to be partying all night.
Yeah, but
yeah.
You have no idea what time he's talking about. It might be 4 o'clock in the morning at that point where he's telling you that.
If it's 4 and you're like, I'm going 2 more hours, I'm saying you're
yeah,
partying
you,
pretty hard.
He doesn't tell you what time they got
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
might have got there at 3:30, so they're there for 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah,
presumably,
no.
If they're arriving at 3:30 a.m.
They've been
partying
all night. Yeah,
yeah,
they're just like waking up. Oh, I guess I should go over for a late brunch.
Like, you gotta get to Snoop's real fast. You don't like get up super early.
No, you go to, and also it's at his parents' house, right?
It is at his parents' house.
I wasn't
also not.
What sort of
like
evidence
do
you have that it's at
you?
His parents' house?
Because
it's in the beginning.
Until my mom ain't home.
Yeah,
because
okay.
My mom ain't home.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Home.
Or unless
it's
mom's
in my living room at 4 a.m.
So, yeah. So if they show
it's
up.
6 in the morning.
6 in the morning.
If they show up at 4 in the morning...
That means they're still partying hard, though.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
still raging.
But they're showing up.
They're not going there for, like, some tea and, like, a
no,
chat.
That's fine, but he's saying, like, they're not leaving till 6 in the morning. Even if, I'm just saying that it's not impressive. What if they got there at 5:45? They just came to drop
it's
something
It's still
off?
Impressive that he can
that
party
they're,
that
Yeah,
hard.
That they're partying that hard.
I'm
it's
impressed.
Not, it's
what
not,
if they work nights and they just got off from work? They're not partying.
Well, then they're thirsty to party, and you got to give them credit for
this is bullshit.
Living their best lives.
I don't
know
why Jeff has this beef with Snoop Dogg. Like, they've never met before.
Yeah,
it's been going on for years,
though.
It's been going on for
life.
Years. Like, Jeff is always like Snoop Dogg.
He just picks
this,
up all day. He just
Snoop
picks
Snoop
up part of the lyrics,
Jeff,
trying to figure
Snoop
out
Dogg
how he's
on,
playing.
Jeff ran up to the remote, just slammed down, said, no, Snoop Dogg. And I was like, I didn't know. Sorry.
It's just
yeah,
because
that's why he gave up weed too.
Yeah,
yeah, just to spite Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, because he knew he loved it so much.
I didn't realize this was going to turn into a character assassination. Just because I questioned
not,
the timeline.
It's not a character.
It's a pattern of your hatred of Snoop Dogg.
It's not a character assassination.
Just, it
it's
is.
A fucking psychological doxing.
oh
no! Don't
she's
don't release that to the public. No,
the
if they get their hands on psych doxing.
We're
all
done.
Fucked. You realize everything would just fall apart if they found out about psych doxing.
Yeah.
It would all just fall apart.
Alright, rewind.
We're gonna edit this bit out, so don't worry.
Are you done with that?
So I think 6 in the morning is impressive.
We're all
for anyone.
Why?
If you
I'm saying that the premise that he's laying out is that he has. And first of all, it's not nice to call people bitches. Okay, this is rude.
That's not
this
what we're talking about.
I'm
not
just
even the time of day.
What if they?
No, but listen. He's saying he has ladies coming to his mom's house.
Yes,
right.
Ladies,
and they're not They're not leaving until 6 in the morning.
Uh huh.
And that's not impressive to me because if
they have to
like,
go to church,
he,
they have to
they're
leave
assuming
by 5.
They're assuming
mom's
that a part
coming back home
because she works nights.
Oh, because he lives at home.
They're
yeah.
saying
he's one of those.
It's not impressive. And
he's trying to say he's not an incel.
And she's
he's not
an
giving,
RN.
He's not giving
she works at
the true?
County hospital.
He's not giving you all
and
the,
he's taking advantage
he's
of
he's not giving you all
the
information because you would assume
well he's ashamed.
You can assume that the party starts let's say around 11 o'clock. People start trickling in. 1 o'clock. If they stay
these ladies
if they
are still on the couch.
If they showed up at 1 a.m. and partied from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. Okay, fine.
But yeah,
he does.
That's we can
that's
all agree.
Impressive.
That's
it's
where
more impressive than them showing up at 5:15 and being there for 45 minutes.
Again,
no,
the argument that Paolo and I are making is
they're
that
still
if,
chilling before that.
Yeah.
Yes,
you don't
just
wake up
like,
and go out.
They're like out. They're
you're
out at a
not
party.
With him.
And they're like, yo, let's go to Snoop Dogg's. So then they
that's
go to Snoop
chill.
Dogg's, and then they leave at 6 because mom's coming home. But
yeah.
they party
even
continues.
If they
yeah,
hang out with
what if they're like, let's go to Snoop Dogg's and stay there for 45 minutes and laugh at him when his fucking mom comes home?
So here's the thing: you're looking at this only from Snoop Dogg's perspective, and not
that's
the perspective of the bitches.
Yeah, the bitches have other friends
it's,
they're gonna hang out with before.
It's
yeah.
the bitches
you
who were impressed by, not
like,
Snoop
Dogg. You're
kidding.
Till 6 in the morning, and
we were very
been,
close friends.
Been,
we hung
out around since 7 o'clock last night. We had some caviar,
we're,
and then we
we're on our way to Europe. Actually, we gotta get out of here by 6 because we got an airplane to catch.
And
then by 2 o'clock, Snoop was like, "I'm pretty bad." It's like, "Yeah, pretty cool."
He's
dude.
Also,
and then we stayed later till 6 in the morning.
He's also like,
and he's
I got the ladies in the living room getting it on. They're, and I mean, they, like, that's supposed to be impressive. Like, he doesn't say who they're getting it on with. Like, getting it on with each other. Are they, you know?
Again, you're only looking at this from Snoop Dogg's perspective.
He's got a pocket full of rubbers. It's almost 6 in the morning.
Well,
he's still got a piece not using any of them rubbers.
Yeah. His homeboys do, too.
Yeah,
well,
that means no one's
well,
getting
that's
laid.
Just practicing safe sex. I mean, you
I'm
have
assuming
to
if
have
he's like talking
yeah.
about all these things, it's because
if he said I got a pocket full of used rubbers, then he can't find the
right.
I think we can assume some bitches are getting fucked.
Right. It's
yeah.
not like he's saying this trying to allude to something
yeah, but
different.
He's
where
standing
he's just playing Super Nintendo. And
no, he's
better.
Standing in the other room
bragging
about this, getting his hair braided.
We really fucking hate Snoop Dogg. I'm telling you. It's
I don't hate
been
Snoop
going
Dogg.
On for
I just
years.
Think he's a goddamn liar.
I just think he's being dishonest.
He's always coming up with this shit.
Fans want the truth,
Snoop.
Snoop
Dogg's a liar. Snoop Dogg killed my dog when I was 5 years old.
And my
Snoop
Uber
Dogg.
Driver
and
last
Uber.
Week.
Snoop Dogg killed my Uber
Snoop
driver.
Snoop Dogg, if you're listening.
He also doesn't specify days, though, so it could be like 6 in the morning, like,
on, like,
next
a Wednesday.
Mm. So it could be, like, really
yeah, late. What if they were there for, like,
trip.
A couple
yeah.
of weeks?
Yeah, it's, like, a week.
What if
like
it was
multi-week.
6 a.m. 3 weeks from when they first got there?
What if this party
oh,
was
wow.
actually an Airbnb?
What if they leave an amazing review? All
right, let's put this on the rest. We're just going to have to disagree. I don't want to... Oh, I don't want to... I'll tell you guys later.
What is a DLT?
I have no idea what that means. Do you?
David Lettuce and Tomato.
David
Letterman
Lynch,
Tomato.
David Lynch and Tomato, yeah.
Thanks, I was looking for the answer to that.
Yeah, this one. Okay, so I want to just tell you guys a story and get your opinion on it. I have a coworker, and I want to preface this by saying that he's genuinely a nice guy. It's just very bizarre. He has bizarre behaviors. So the other day, okay, it was a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago at this point, I'm sitting,
I like that you corrected that. I hate when people use the other day when they.
It wasn't the other
6
day.
Months ago.
It was up to a month ago. I'm sitting at my desk in my office, doing my thing, and there's like, this is the door over here, right? He comes running through the door.
It's about 3 feet to your chest.
3 feet to.
He comes running through the door and he goes, like stumbles in, right? And he goes, "Are you allergic to peanut butter?" And I
need to get out of here.
And I'm like, to fill out this like spreadsheet stupid thing for work. I'm like, ah! Like, what? Like, why are you asking me that? And he goes, like, I just looked at him and I was like, no. And he goes,
the light's dim.
You better be.
I just
she's like, yet.
I was like thinking, like, what? This is like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, what? Did like someone put peanut butter in my coffee that I don't know about? Like,
I got an office
like,
prank.
Like, stop! Are you allergic to coffee?
Audience stop track.
Are you allergic to peanut butter? And I was like, no. And he's like, do you want to share this Reese's peanut butter cup? And I'm like. Thinking to myself, what goes through someone's head where they're like, that's the
way first thing
they,
you say to
the
someone
way
in the morning?
Offer you a Reese's peanut butter.
I think that's pretty funny though. I think I'm gonna use that as my next office bit.
Like,
I'm gonna be like, Paul, get up from under your stand-up desk. Are you allergic to peanuts?
I know you've just been crushed by your stand-up desk, but are you allergic?
I've been
to
loosening
peanut
the screws every Thursday.
So I was thinking, like, why wouldn't you just say, was he afraid that I was going to be very offended and be like, oh my God, I'm allergic to peanut butter. My aunt was buried alive. How could you ask me that?
Well, you're probably not.
What if he was
reaction.
Still planning on giving you?
He could have been like hoping that I said I'm not sure, and he could have just been like, let's find it.
It's a whole Halloween pillowcase on the Reese's.
found dead today in his office. Smothered by Reese's paper.
Wait, a little crazy over Halloween.
It's just a really weird way of handling
did you say yeah? Did you say yeah? I'll share one.
So how was the peanut butter cup?
It was good. It was fine. It was a little melty.
I went to the hospital after. I don't know what that means.
Oh yeah, totally. I almost died. But then so this behavior persists. Like he will at the end of the day, especially since we've been very slow at work, he'll come in and he'll stare at my garbage can and he'll look at things in it and go,
beans for lunch, eh?
Yeah, like that. He'll go, was that you? I'll point at the banana peel and I'll be like, yeah, I ate a banana peel 4 hours ago. All right. What's it to you, man?
I can't start to see a side of things. That's pretty weird.
So I'm going to spend like 10 minutes a day at the end of the day going through my garbage asking me what was mine and what was someone else's.
That was Lucy's.
Let me dump it out.
Yeah,
and I'll push it
on his desk.
It's so weird. Have you guys ever dealt with someone at work like that?
Looking through my garbage and asking me who's what? No. Absolutely not.
And what your specific allergies are?
I am that person at work.
Well, you work in the sanitation department, that's
why. I have someone I work with who always mentions being able to drive stick.
Oh,
for some reason, that's a big
thing. Those people think they're like the smartest
they think
fucking people
God's
in the world.
To Earth.
It's like, wait, you figured out how to drive stick. Like,
I'll be mentioning
like
anything.
People in every other country.
Yeah.
I only buy stick cars.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
You stick thousands.
You know, I just think manual.
It's
driving experience.
You're really driving.
It's just
feeling.
You're really driving.
Yeah,
you're more
that's
part of
really
it.
Driving.
Yeah.
You're really in it, involved.
Yeah.
Best, it's you,
best driver.
You know,
best
not just
driver.
The car.
So do you know how to drive stick? I don't know. Do you know?
No.
Well. I could
definitely teach you. I could try to explain it to you.
Right.
I prefer a man.
It's shaped like an H, and so it's just first gear.
Thanks for demonstrating.
It's shaped like an H, and hopefully that's all the questions that you have.
Yeah.
I know there's like a third pedal or something. That you're
I've never
to
had
sometimes.
To use it.
Hey, what about the old neutral?
Oh, yeah, because once you're on that hill.
Kill the headlights.
Coasting.
Yeah,
why are you using valuable gasoline on the hill?
Right.
Put it in neutral every time you go down the hill.
When you're going down the hill, that's just perpetual
put it in
motion.
Just
you
close
know?
My eyes during that
kinetic
part.
Yeah.
Energy.
Yeah.
Take your hands off the wheel. Think about penguins.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Think about penguins.
You're feeling very sleepy.
Very sleepy.
The
yeah.
And that's how I learned to drive neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not as good uphill.
You gotta kick it back in the gear. Yeah.
I've never driven stick. I don't like driving. I just don't.
I missed it. I wish I drove. I drive my bike. Pretend it's a horsey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buzz.
Sounds like your bike's a poser.
Yeah.
It's actually a prep.
Okay, yeah. So back to preps. Preppy pickles for prep. For picky
oh, I have.
Preppers.
I think we wrote it down.
Yeah, where
you
got it?
I'm talking about
peppy
preppy.
Preppers
picky
picked
peppers.
Up prickly pear pickle poser picnic.
Give me this. I gotta add to it.
Okay.
Pen.
Perfect.
Pen me.
Pen you. Send it.
Peppy pickers picked a prickly pear of pickled posers at the picnic. Someone forgot to bring the paprika. I love it. I'm gonna add to it. What are you writing down over there?
Oh, just says tomato paste.
Peppery pickles for picky preppers, yes. This is what I'm talking about, doomsday pickles.
It's make your own tongue twister.
No, it's pickles for the apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Ooh. The big guns. Where'd you get that big gun? Hargrid.
Hargrid. Crookshanks.
Oh, peppery pickles for picky peppers prevents poopy pants.
It does, doesn't it? That's probably a notebook.
It's like an Irish passport.
Peppery pickles for picky preppers prevents poopy pants.
I think you'll find the first note in that just says, how many teeth do you think are in this room right now?
How many teeth?
Oh, that's a good question. 24.
How many teeth do I have?
Hand to God, how many teeth do I have?
24.
Wrong! I'm missing one.
Z-grip zombie flight. What else you got?
Peppery pickles from picky preppers.
Prevents poopy pants.
I need that.
I don't really know. I don't have any.
Let me see.
I don't know. Why?
Let me see.
I don't know.
Pick a post.
Graph Tolls and Beyonce. We don't need that.
This one's great.
Al Gore of the Cave.
But I feel like that's the whole thing, though, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing more. It's just Al Gore of the Cave.
Al Gore of the Cave.
That's good.
That's it.
I like that.
That's the folder.
That's it?
That's the folder. I've taken all the things out of the folder.
And what episode is this?
The only thing that we have left is tomato paste.
All right, we'll talk about it.
You're going to want some. Let me tell you. Just a little bit.
Here's
just a little bit you're going to want.
Every time I buy tomato paste, I buy too much tomato paste.
Huge! You get the big one.
No,
the
small
one.
Even
the
too much.
All you need is like a quarter of a teaspoon.
The smallest one
yeah.
is too much.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
moldy.
Oh, I'm gonna use it, and
yeah.
I'm not right.
You
so
put
it
a
goes moldy.
Foil
you
thing
get
over
the
that.
Tent, the foil tent, like you're quarantining it in your fridge.
You're like, I'm definitely gonna
work.
Remember this.
You
for
forget.
Later.
Yeah.
You forget it's in there. You fucking buy another can.
You
got two of those motherfuckers.
You gotta freeze it.
Oh, okay,
what's that?
Oh, okay, I guess we don't have to. Okay, all right.
Holy shit.
Wait, yes. Really, I thought... You didn't know Hank was up there?
No.
I guess that pretty much solves
yeah,
the problem.
Yeah,
I guess
that kind of negates our product.
Yeah.
We've told
you
more about this amazing product, though.
Just a little bit of
just a little bit of
oh,
tomato
I thought
paste.
We were going to go shopping for tomato paste.
I only need a little bit.
Oh, what though? What are we making?
Like a sauce.
Yeah.
Maybe chili.
Definitely chili. Maybe it should have more than just a little bit of tomato paste and chili, though.
Yeah, but you're still
not
using the
whole
thing.
We don't call it sauce. We call it gravy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I forgot.
Put the gravy on the sauce. Yeah, so this one's just a little bit. It's kind of like what you already buy, but it's just a little bit of that.
So it's like a packet.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's more of a tube.
We haven't really.
It's a tube.
Yeah, we haven't talked production.
Oh, okay.
Well,
this is like a Kickstarter.
Well, we were getting in a partnership with Preppy Pickles for the apocalypse.
Because we're going to tie one to the can or vessel.
It's like a travel size toothpaste.
Holy shit!
Right?
What's happening right now? Yeah, can you please pick him up before he puts his fourth leg up there and falls?
No! He's trying to get in the microwave.
Oh, he's
going
to jump. He's going to jump from the fridge to the floor, and that's too much.
Has he been fed yet?
Okay.
Yes.
Not a good landing on that one.
He didn't stick the landing.
He did not stick the landing.
Oh, Hans. No good.
Not my head.
Ouch. You okay.
Let's do our segment.
What
were we going to say?
We're trying to partner with Preppy Pickled Peppers.
Are you in or are you out?
I'm in.
All right, good. We're
great.
Gonna
some deals have been made.
Yeah,
deals have been.
Deals have been made, and by made I mean strapped to the small container of tomato.
Just
like
a little rubber band.
Guys, empty your pockets. It's time for
what's
in your
pocket?
Yay!
Ow!
I don't have any pockets.
I don't have anything.
I got nothing in my pocket.
Nothing in my pocket.
I got a lemon in my backpack, and that's kind of interesting.
What's the most recent thing you've had in your pocket?
Was that in your pocket?
That was in my pocket, but then I took it out, so it's not there.
Piece of crap.
It's not worth talking about.
I had socks in my pocket yesterday.
Why were socks in your pocket?
Because we went bowling and I was wearing my sandals. And I had to bring socks to put on the bowling shoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday I put my keys in my pocket and that's all I put in my pocket.
Were you, are you guys good at bowling?
Oh,
bowl?
God, no.
Oh,
no.
I'm bad at bowling, but I had fun, actually. I had a lot of fun yesterday.
What was the name that you picked? But.
Wait, usually I go for
it. It was gods and everything. What was it?
Bobs.
And everything.
Yeah.
Big Bobs.
Everything.
I just go by Jeff. But what name do you pick?
Oh, Butts.
You had Cranberry.
Oh yeah, my name's Cranberry.
What's the Cranberry? I actually noticed that you're kind of. You kind of are a little cranberry over there.
You're a little
cranberry.
Thanks for noticing.
You're a little cranberry.
I went through a period of, like...
There was my
cranberry
phrase.
Yeah, yeah. This period.
The cranberry thing.
I went through a, like, regressive...
Yeah, we all know what the cranberry thing is. All
right.
I don't know what it is.
Really?
No.
You've never had to do the cranberry thing?
No.
To put it out there for the whole world to hear.
He was like Vietnam vet or some shit.
Yeah, I had hypnosis done. And it turns out that in the past
you were a cranberry.
I was.
In the cranberries.
Okay. Yeah.
He ate that already.
Of course he did.
In a past life, I was a Vietnam vet. And.
Please don't touch me.
I was a Vietnam vet with PTSD and I had the,
Wait, DT, what is it?
PTSD.
DLT?
I had the, distinct pleasure of seeing one of my friends' heads blow up in front of me and their brain.
Why were you happy about that? That's fucked up.
I never said I was happy.
You said the distinct pleasure!
I was being ironic, you fuck. And their brains fell out on my stomach and in my hands, and I screamed to the rest of my platoon that it looked like cranberry sauce to me. So they started calling me Cranberry. That's why I have a nickname Cranberry.
Okay.
In
the
past life.
In a past life. And the person who...
And that is now your social media
presence.
That's actually true, yeah.
Doing the cranberry was a dance that I did. there was a dance called the cranberry, and I invented it as a way to process what had happened to me.
Can you show me the cranberry?
I can.
I wish you hadn't asked.
Can someone give me a beat?
No, there's no beat for the cranberry.
There's no beat
for
the cranberry.
What even is this dance?
You've never seen the cranberry?
That is such utter bullshit. I've survived. I got cranberried by the cranberry.
I got cranberried all over me.
You know what it is.
I didn't ask what it is.
You just said, what is the dance? We have it on the fucking recording. You can ask yourself what it was.
No, that's the point.
No, I mean, what even
is
as
what is the cranberry?
How can you classify?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a
like,
dance.
What really is?
It's like the Watusi.
What is the actual essence?
How's
that anything?
How is that anything related to cranberries?
We should. This is really cutting out of our.
I'm taking.
We should do
the visuals. Just aren't there for.
We should do more visual
should,
performances.
Oh my god! Let's.
Oh wait, we're show.
Like,
it's show and tell.
We should.
Oh, show and tell.
It's show and tell.
Where's the Instagram?
All right, I'm on it. I'm on it.
So I don't have any pockets, and I just got this new thing that I'm going to show. I'm going to show you. It's a little viewfinder. It's made out of a yellow plastic with a white plastic top where the picture is inside snaps on, and it has a little beaded chain that you can use as a key ring or attach to your key ring, and you look through it. And what you see in there, it says, Immortal Americans. It has a picture of JFK looking to the left and smiling. A picture of Martin Luther King looking to his right with a serious look on his face.
Can you...
And what looks like a campaign photo of Robert F. Kennedy is how it's labeled. Bobby looking off to the left with, I'm not sure, it looks kind of...
Bobby
I'm not
knew
sure
it.
How to read that.
Bobby knew what was coming.
Look. And yeah, you know, it's the prescient look of predicting your own death.
I mean, you're not, like, depicted with those two people and expecting you're going to be okay.
Yes. I'm so glad that works. I didn't know if it was going
you
to.
You didn't think it was going
to. I didn't know if it was going to.
So, is this going to be on our Tumblr?
Oh,
we forgot
Tumblr.
The password for Tumblr.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Tumblr?
We should get a Tumblr.
Why
or the Instagram.
Yeah,
like
what would you like to show and tell?
Oh, that lemon.
Yeah. Show it to us.
All right, cool.
And as you show it us, tell us about it.
So, I've had this lemon for a couple of weeks now.
How long?
A couple weeks. Yeah, and it's gotten smaller. You believe it or not.
It's probably drying out.
Yeah. It keeps getting smaller and smaller day by day. It just gets just a centimeter smaller. I do know because I measured it actually.
Oh, do you?
You're
like,
not gonna believe it, but I'm having a hard time finding it right now.
You've lost the lemon.
Oh my god, they disappeared completely.
Just kidding.
Oh, it's really small. Is it hard?
It's not
really.
You won't even believe it. Here, get a hold of this.
So we're gonna
get a hold of this.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So is it dry and tough?
It's
dry. Can I touch it?
Yeah, but it's not
feels
too
dry.
Real juicy inside.
Ooh.
The rind's pretty hard and dry.
That's not perfectly yellow at this point, but
I would eat it.
Oh, it smells really good.
You could eat it.
If you squeeze it, you get that nice spray of citrus.
Love that. But you know, it's really run out of oils in its skin. So how did this lemon come to be?
How did I come about this?
Yeah.
I was making sangria, and we used lemons.
But not
two
that
weeks
one.
Ago. Not this one. This
survived.
One got away. And
it's
lives
one
on.
One.
Yeah, lives
well,
on to this
I,
day.
I heard it's good luck to keep a lemon in your backpack.
I want to wait for it to get so small.
Yeah.
You can't even.
That actually
see
becomes
it.
A black hole.
So yeah, what's your plan for the lemon?
I just told you I'm gonna wait
okay.
for it to get so small.
Are you gonna
you
keep
won't
it
even,
in your backpack? You can
yeah.
take it out.
Oh, I can't. It can only actually be out for a couple seconds. I'm gonna. My show and tell is over.
What do you got?
For me?
Yeah.
I have this ticket from the Warped Tour from 1997.
Wow.
Oh my god.
I'm more interested in the picture
yeah,
below it.
This?
This is my prom date.
Let me see.
What was your name?
Can you release names on air?
I cannot.
Oh my god, the hair is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
name.
This hair
the
is
fucking crown.
Wow. Well, even if you don't want to tell us her name, tell us about her.
Tell us a story.
She was a nice lady. She broke up with me on the night of prom.
Cool.
So she broke up with you that night.
Yeah.
This is
oh.
the night she broke up with you.
And you kept her picture because you kept.
That's my sister.
this
is a picture of
let's
my dog.
Let's forget
butt.
About the prom.
That's my dog's butt.
What was
oh,
your dog's
his
butt
name?
Name?
This was Lockie.
Lockie the
was
but what about her
butthole?
What was her
yeah, what was the butt
we
name?
Never named it. That's why she died. That shit really happened.
Oh my god.
Oh, 9/11!
Oh, oh,
I mean,
that's
my parents.
That's picture of 9/11.
Picture you took.
Wait, I'm gonna get that tattooed on my
9/11.
Forehead.
That's a skate for your head.
Wait, what do you.
That's the playground where I kissed a girl one time.
Aww.
That's my Collins.
Yeah, this is really bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's enough of your show and tell. Paolo, what do you have for us?
I have just a few dollars.
Ooh, USA.
How much?
I'm going to say it's about
in USA,
bucks.
We trust.
$9?
I have two.
Wait, all this shit was in your pockets?
Yeah.
You lied to us before.
What do you mean?
You didn't say any of this stuff was in your pockets.
Oh, I had taken this out. You said, what was this? Was it in your pocket?
Yeah.
And I said, it was in my pocket, but it's not in my pocket anymore.
Yeah, but you didn't respond to what's in my pocket.
We played a whole game
oh.
show before called What's in Your Pocket.
Oh, I thought we were still doing it. Well, just to tell our audience, because I don't want to.
Just tell our audience how much money Pablo has.
Right,
he's going to count it out.
I have
$9.
$9.
Ooh, that's
Melissa
what you call
it. Oh my god.
So
you
I
get
think
it now.
Melissa actually.
You have
the
game.
I have two little match Oh, how many matches are left?
Just 14. Two, 3 and 1, and then the other one has a solid 10.
Oh my god!
I get those matches too.
And they're proudly made in the USA.
That's great,
wow.
Patriotic matches.
And I have a Samsung phone.
Well, that was in your pocket.
That was in my pocket. Yeah,
it used to be.
Are
you still counting?
You always have
things
in
there.
You always have things in your pocket.
I don't even have pockets.
You know, like, but you've had thousands of things in your pockets over the years.
I wonder if I really
like in
have
a lifetime.
Thousands.
Millions
in a lifetime. Just
millions.
Imagine how many things.
But are you
have
talking
in
about individual things, or like is a lighter and a phone?
Yeah,
you can only count one time.
Oh yeah,
only one thing. I'm not talking about like okay.
In that case, I don't think there's been.
I don't know if I've really had thousands of things in my pocket.
Yeah.
Probably more in the hundreds.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I've cracked 100 different individual objects in my pockets. Not
in
at
your
the same
entire
time.
Life.
I think in your entire life, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
But not 1,000.
Not
really?
1,000. I don't think so for me.
There's not even 1,000 things.
Yeah. Think about it.
No, we've done this before.
No, that was places.
I found these two other pictures of when I destroyed Taco Bell.
What happened? Were you guys closing or something, or were you just pissed?
No, that's the night I quit.
And you destroyed it?
Yeah, I destroyed it.
They just trashed the joint. So what are
and
these?
Then you, what,
these you also have this
what?
And that.
No, I left.
Oh, yeah.
What about this? Was this in there?
What?
That.
That?
This.
No, the thing you're holding.
My keys.
Yeah.
So I have a single key on a ring.
That's so mysterious.
Why?
It's probably a
just
house.
A single key?
Well, because I keep it on a bigger kind of...
And then just take what you need.
Yeah, I have like 15
smart.
Keys, so I don't want to take the whole thing. I'd rather just take this.
Yeah, you don't want to send like a janitor.
I know.
Nothing against janitor.
Hey,
there's anything wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, alright. I understand what you said, alright. And I have a translucent green lighter that is mostly full, maybe 3/4.
Mm-hmm.
One of those two-chamber jobs.
Yeah, I'm not really... Yeah, oh my god. You can have the flame going real crazy.
Real big or real small?
Oh, yeah, that's
real
great.
Big, real big.
Ooh.
I almost burned myself a few times.
Ouch, singed tan.
Yeah. I also had a pack of yellow American Spirits.
Spicy.
In my pocket. They're organic, so they're good for you. And they taste just like Camel Blues.
Ooh.
I like that pack.
And, yeah, that was about it. I don't think... Maybe,
anything else in those babies?
I have a few doggy poop bags in my pocket.
How about we
I don't feel like I need to take them out to
guess what's
prove
in
it.
My pocket.
Alan has
oh,
to
wait, I'm sorry, man. You go.
No.
We should guess what's in Alan's pocket.
I think
I
know what's in Jeff's pocket.
I think Alan has keys and a phone and smokes and a lighter and maybe a wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, his wallet for sure.
Oh, yeah, his wallet.
Which is again about
my business.
The winning lottery ticket.
Oh!
This whole time, you knew?
I've won $4 for money bags.
Wow. Actually,
oh,
I think
no.
You won.
Hey, everybody, shut
yeah,
up. Shut
Mr. Moneybags is here right
oh,
now. He's going to make a
it's
speech.
It's Mr. Moneybags.
You actually won.
You've made the money I owe you.
Only $2.
Oh,
no,
you
the dog doubles it, baby.
So it's
oh.
What does
do you think you're a comptroller or something?
Oh, yeah, what do you
what
think
you,
you
just
are?
Wait, you're a comptroller?
Follow
can you cash
us
in that
him.
Ticket with him?
Get him, what?
Can you cash in that ticket with him? He's the comptroller.
I'm not giving him any.
He owes you $4.
No, Moneybags does.
Oh.
Yes, Mr. Moneybags.
That's money you're stealing from PA senior citizen.
Hans Gruber!
Yeah, are you feeding him again, or is this just
yes.
Like a...
He has to get 3 separate meals, or else he'll throw up.
Jesus.
Scandalous.
He also
wow, how long did it take you guys to figure that, like, math out, you know? Or is that, like, something
that's
that they the, recommend
the
to you?
The vet recommended it, actually. We're very good vet.
Just because he eats too fast.
That's what we're guessing.
You got it right. You win the cat. That's right. You get to take this bad boy home.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is one that's been particularly good. That's not interesting podcast at gmail.com and that's not podcast
1-800 it's not interesting
yeah. Please call us. We are waiting for your call.
Not we are waiting.
Mal Roker
100 Mal Roker
at that's not interesting on Instagram.
Yes.
And Periscope.
Can we go ahead Periscope
now? We got a live stream going right now.
You can find us on Tinder and Grindr.
OkCupid.
And
Caviar.
Bumble for the sensitive type.
Bumble, yes. Bumble, thanks. That's where
we're Bumble about. Business. Bumble best friends.
Duolingo.com.
You can stay in our Airbnb.
We actually have a special Airbnb package going on for the month of August.
$5 off if you get murdered?
You come. $5 off if you get murdered.
$10 if you murder your Uber driver on the way here and then take a lift.
You get a free, that's not interesting, white t-shirt.
Yeah, let us know what kind of merch you'd like.
We got Post-its.
So we can make some new merch.
And we got $4 budget for merch.
Yeah, we have now have an ongoing contest where you could win one of the Post-it notes that we write our subjects on, so...
Just send $5, care of That's Not Interesting, to 555-34, That's Interesting Boulevard.
It's basically
also,
an
care of
millions for 6 months.
And with the Airbnb scheme also, you do
scheme?
Get to be...
Promotion.
You do get to be a guest on That's Not Interesting. You do have to pay for the Airbnb
but
completely. We have to get the money before, but...
Also...
Yeah.
You get a free meal, but you also have to cook for us.
$5 off if you get murdered.
The tomato paste is free, but it's only a little bit.
It's just a little packet of tomato paste.
You gotta
defrost
it.
It does come with a pickle that was
used
in the apocalypse.
You gotta defrost it for it to work.
If the pickle fell off,
you can't see it anymore.
Don't just get a different packet, you know?
Join us again next Sunday.